Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen, Kitty, you look a little like you're concerned about something. What's the
problem? Well, I feel bad. I feel concerned and I feel responsible.
What's wrong?
This morning as I was driving into work, I saw something really super cute. I saw a raccoon, a mama raccoon, and three little baby raccoons following her walking down the sidewalk. And it's something I don't usually see on the west side of Madison, and I thought they were really cute.
Did you stop to take a photo? What'd you
do?
Well,
I wanted to take a photo.
Of course you did.
So I turned around to try to get a good snapshot, and then they freaked out, and then they ran, and then by the time I got back, then all I saw was the mom raccoon.
Yeah.
Looking into the storm sewer in a fretting way. And
they,
so I thought,
they fell
did
into the
babies,
storm sewer?
I don't know. I have no idea, but I thought, should I call animal control?
Oh, God, or, are you kidding?
Or what should I
call
do?
Call animal because, control.
Or should I, I was thinking, well, maybe when I get off the air, I'll go check and see if there's babies stuck in the
that's a
storm
good idea.
Sewer.
Go back 5 hours later, see if they're still there.
So I don't know. I hope they're okay.
They're fine.
Are they swimming?
First of all, okay, everyone, don't you agree?
Are they swimming in the storm sewer?
The raccoon, number one, it would be great if you would have called animal control. There are some raccoons wandering freely. I'm concerned about them.
I'm concerned about their well-being, that there's that the babies are in the sewer and the mom can't get them out.
First of all, am I right, everybody, that raccoons go in sewers on a regular basis? That's their subway. We don't have a subway in Madison. They've got one.
Are you sure they go in there?
I feel like
but
I've seen raccoons
wet.
Go in there. Yeah, they don't care. They're raccoons. They know how to swim. They can
swim.
They
do?
Yeah. I mean, I don't think you're going to see them in the Ironman competition swimming across Lake Monona, but they know how to swim enough to get by. Also, I don't really think they were scared by you. Did you have a gun? What did you do?
No, I just turned around on a big street.
Did you, were you going 80 miles an hour and you slammed on your brakes and turned and went and came back around?
No.
Yeah, they didn't. Wait, I think she's turning around. Oh my God, I think she's going to put us on Facebook. No pictures, paparazzi.
I feel a little better. I just Googled, do raccoons know how to swim?
And they do.
Up to an average speed of 5 kilometers per hour.
Yeah, they can swim better than you. Maybe this is a raccoon calling right now. Hi, Triple M. Is this Rocky Raccoon? Hello. Hello.
Turn down your radio.
Are you there? Hello. It definitely was a raccoon. It definitely was.
It sounded kind of echoey, like it was down in a sewer.
Help me, Kitty. It's all your fault. I mean, you weren't chasing them. Okay, look. If you and I were dogs, and right now we were at the dog park sniffing each other's butts, and you were like, hey, something weird happened. I saw these raccoons and I chased one and I think it went in. But hi, Triple M, are you a raccoon? Hello.
No, I am not a raccoon, but I think that Kitty should just think of the raccoons having like a little mini spa day in the sewer.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you, Ray Al. It's just a spa day for them. It's nice. I think they're fine. I mean, ducks go in there all the time.
All right, according to raccoons do go
Raccoon
down into the sewers and
yes.
look for food.
Of course they do.
In a city, they are more likely to live in a sewer than in a tree.
Yeah. So, oh God, I wish you would have called. That would have been so great. I'm really upset. I believe that these raccoons were, it's like that time my ex-wife, Jennifer, when she first moved here, she's like, there's a duck out in front. What should we do about it? I'm like, I don't know. It's nothing. What are you talking about? Hi, Triple M. Who's this?
So were these drunken raccoons like the ones down south where they got all hooched up on crab apples and they thought they were rabid, you know?
Yeah, that happens too.
I don't know. They didn't seem to be staggering down the sidewalk.
Now, this morning I saw a little bunny rabbit making a dash for the Triple M van to go underneath it as this huge hawk was running, flying after it. And then the huge hawk, if it would have grabbed it in its talons, I know it was just taking the bunny back to his little bunny
patch,
right?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.